Welcome, everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are continuing on with my life story, I guess, if you want to call it, day 26. And the title today is Time to Think. For almost 30 years now, I've been around kids coaching football. I listen to them talk. I hear about their lives. I see what they are surrounded by and consumed by, and I wonder if there will ever be another generation who just has time to think and be quiet. As I've said, we only had two stations that we could get on TV when I was growing up in Greenville. We only had one local radio station that anyone listened to, and there was no internet, so we were on our own a lot. The phones either hung on the wall or sat on the desk, and they were plugged into the wall, so unless you had a really long extension cord, you weren't going to go anywhere. And unless you were reading a book, listening to radio, or watching TV, there really wasn't a lot to watch on TV, you were just quiet, gazing off into space and lost in thought. I don't even know if teens could handle quiet these days. They are always pulled into something or someone. But I used to sit up in a tree and sway in the breeze and just be there. Nothing really important to do, just be there enjoying life. In the fall and spring, when the seasons would change, we would go to Third Street School and fly kites. Now, there's a real art to flying kites back then. Because you had to get a tail on the kite that either wasn't too heavy, and the tail was made of rags or cloth or anything you could find, but you had to have a tail that wasn't too heavy so the kite could get up, or wasn't too light so that the kite was unstable. You had to find that middle balance. But eventually we'd figure it out, and we would fly them as high as we could fly them. And they would hold the string that was wrapped around a stick, usually, and lay in the grass and just watch the kite fly. Debbie and I walked everywhere when we were young, and no one bothered us. We would walk to the theater on Saturday afternoon and watch a double feature movie for 25 cents each. We would walk to the library and check out books to read. Well, actually, Debbie read books. I just looked at pictures because I didn't know at the time that I was dyslexic and reading was a real pain in the ass for me. In fact, by the time I graduated from high school, I'd only read two books, Of Mice and Men, because I had to, and Daniel Boone, because I wanted to. And to make it even worse, by the time I was in college, I'd only read one more book, really. And Cliff Notes were all the rage back then, so you didn't even have to really read all the books. It wasn't until 1970, when I got interested in the Bible, that I started to read, really read. I made myself endure the pain of reading because I wanted to know everything there was to know. Today, my absolute weakness above all else is books. I buy them, I collect them, I devour them. A lot of business books and other things that I have. There have been times when I've read a whole book in a week. And when I used to fly a lot for business, I could read an entire book on each trip. I have bookcases everywhere in my house with classics, business books, self-development books, books about hobbies, and books about adventures. I actually have 25 books by Orison Swett Marden alone. Now, maybe you've never heard of this dude, but he is the real deal. He wrote over 70 books, and I'd like to get them all at some point. He was the founder of Success Magazine, which really isn't in print anymore, but it was a very popular magazine for years. And he wrote in the early 1900s. He wrote brilliant books about positive mindset and believing in yourself. I have several absolutely beautiful books that are over 125 years old. You know, that's back in the late 1800s that they were published, and they're still around. And they are priceless in my mind. I read, I think about how it fits into life, I read some more, and I explore the universe with my mind. I am generally a quiet person and still enjoy sitting in my beautiful backyard when there's not a foot of snow on the ground and just thinking about God, life, family, and the universe we live in. Today, it is a fight sometimes to get those quiet times, but they are well worth fighting for and can enrich our lives beyond anything we know.